hello, friend.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Well, I'm a little shook. I'm happy about one thing and not happy about the other thing.
He is. He's rattled, Arissa.
Great. Like, you think you're shook? Being in that crowd on that stage when all that stuff was going down, like, my emotions went on such a roller coaster, I can barely recover. I'm, like, skulking around the house today, like, I don't know what's going on. I look dazed and confused today.
I cannot believe that Erica is out of this house. I cannot believe. I mean, it's a game move. I get it. You got a knockout. I mean, it was done in the previous season where, you know, Aika went to Cindy and said, you got to get Netta out when you can.
Oh, remember that moment? Oh.
And it was the same type of thing going, you have an opportunity to, you know, to take a shot. My God, though, I was like rooting for Erica to win the whole thing, and her being bamboozled, she left the house F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb.
Yes. Okay, it was honestly, it was everything. It was first finding out Canada chose to save Ryan, which was an incredible moment because he was done.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, how did he know that there was a twist coming? Because they know our show. And if there's been 4 weeks with no twist, people are going to assume a twist is coming, right? But seeing his joy and his relief was such a moment. So that was like, yes, my heart is soaring. And then it was like, oh, Kayla, you've got to nominate someone. And here's the problem. She's either working with you or you're immune, because she would have loved to backdoor Johnny, I'm sure, but she couldn't because he had the POV.
Right.
So it was like, listen, she knows the show and she loves Aika. I'm sure in her head she was like, what would Aika do? And you know Aika would take the shot. And so she had to do it. Savage move. Even Erica knows as a game move it was amazing, but I don't think she was ever expecting to wake up that morning and then be sitting on the chair with me a few hours later. That was madness.
Was she shaking when she came to sit next to you during that commercial break?
She was buzzing. Like, you could feel the electricity and the heat coming off her body because she was pressed. Like, and for a second there, I was watching her pace around before the vote happened, and she knew the writing was on the wall at that point. And I could just see it was all inside. It was all bottled up. She was hugging people, but you could tell in her face was vacant. Like, she couldn't believe what had just happened. And then she just flipped that switch and went from classy to, I don't care about you. I don't care about you. I don't care about all you. So she was very, very salty on exit, but who can blame her? I think she just could not believe what had just happened, because that is not how the day was supposed to turn out. For them, this was an easy out. Ryan was going to go home. The end. And then suddenly, the worst case scenario happened for her, which is tragic because we've seen three major, huge players and personalities in the house that went out pre-jury. That's a shock.
Well, you promised us when we last spoke that some fireworks were coming, and yep, you delivered.
I'm so happy that Ryan gets to live and fight another day. I don't know how he's going to pull it out, but if anybody can, it'll be him. And I also like the fact that Kayla's game is now exposed, as it showed in the last couple of minutes. And yes, we'll see what they can do.
You don't mess with the spoilers.
No.
But let me tell you, the HOH is probably the most surprising.
Oh.
And, like, the winner, I was shocked. Everyone in the studio was like, excuse me? So it's going to be another crazy week in the house. Let me tell you that. Oh, I'm so hyped.
Can't wait.
Do we have a finale date?
We don't have a finale date, but it's easy to figure out because we do say how many days the game is going on. I think I said that in the first episode.
Okay.
But it's close. Like, we're just a few weeks away. So it's going to get hairy from here on out. Yes, we've lost a lot of our big, colorful personalities, but suddenly the game is getting turned up because so many people are working together, and now all of that's going to have to split. And we've got some really powerful groups in the house. Allie and Olivia are like the sleeper hits of the season. Like, they are incredible together. Derek and Kayla, like, they can make moves. They've proven that they're not scared to ruffle some feathers. And then we've got Paris, Will, and Maddie, who are the most dysfunctional trio I've ever seen play this game together, but they might have to start leading on each other. And then you've got Johnny, who's in trouble, and Ryan, who's in trouble. But man, he can talk his way out of a bind. So I can't wait to see what happens next.
If I know anything about anything, I know there may be potentially at least another double and maybe a triple still coming before the season is out.
Listen, you've done some math. You are a man who knows his math. I'm not going to say anything.
Jokingly on Twitter, I said, you know what? We should just have a quadruple eviction, the first ever, and get rid of the dead weight. And people were like, oh, my God. 100% on the poll I put out there, 100% were like, let's do it.
Oh my gosh, 100%. You kill me. You kill me.
Arissa Cox, host of Big Brother Canada, good personal friend of ours. Thank you so much for hanging out on Beach Radio. We love you and we'll chat soon.
Love you back, guys. Bye.
Bye.